This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by author and professor Len Sweet. Support for Napkin Scribbles comes from George Fox Evangelical Seminary in Portland, Oregon.
Sometimes I wonder whether it's just me or does it seem like there's almost a new vibe going around, almost to the point of a new vow going around, which is significance. Everything is about significance. One half of your life, success. The next half of your life, significance. As if the vow of service has now become the vow of significance. It seems like sometimes it's no longer make me a captive Lord, but make me significant Lord. Not this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long, but this is my story, this is my song, praising my significance all the day long. Significance, really? John Wesley lived for a life of significance. Martin Luther lived for a life of significance. Mother Teresa lived for a life of significance. And I don't know which is worse, pastors who have taken the vow of ignorance, the vow of arrogance, or the vow of significance. How far have we come from John Wesley's covenant prayer, which he first used in 1755 at Spitalfields in London, by the way, a place where the Baptist tradition started in London at Spitalfields. The First Baptist Church was there at Spitalfields. And so I see this covenant prayer as belonging to the whole body of Christ as we vow not for a life of significance, but as we take vows and give off vibes of a life of service. Here's just a reminder of what that covenant prayer actually entailed. I'm no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will, rank me with whom you will, put me to doing, put me to suffering, let me be employed for you or laid aside for you, exalted for you or brought low for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours, so be it. And the covenant now made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. By the way, that's a covenant of service. Once we hear Napkin Scribbles.